Dude, do the opposite. Good afternoon. Wait, what? All right, good morning. Wait, I don't know what time it is. Okay, what time of the
good
day?
Good evening.
No, but like, how we're not uploading this then, so we don't know when we're going to be.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, okay. Hi, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Worth of Our Opinion podcast again. We're back. I'm Kalpana.
This is our comeback episode, and I'm
Yash. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot that we had to introduce ourselves.
Exactly. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Like, major thing is that we're not having the introduction, like the template that we used to have. I don't know if you're happy about it or not. I don't know. We're not going to talk about that.
To all the 5 people who are listening to this podcast, please let us know if you're interested in the intro and outro or not.
But Yashna and I are here today. We are back.
We're back.
Hi, everyone. Dude, like, I hope you guys... Oh, wait, I just called the audience, dude. It's clearly been a long time for the both of us. But here we are. We're back. How does it feel to be back?
Honestly, very excited, but also nervous knowing that we'll have to keep this up for, like, without disappointing anyone. We'll have to keep recording continuously. But I'm excited. I want to know what this new phase of... The Worth of Our Opinion podcast is going to do to our lives and what it's going to bring. And
yeah,
maybe from 5 people, we'll go to 20 people who listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The world is our oyster.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we're... Dude, I'm excited. What about you?
I don't know. Like, I have mixed feelings. I'm like, yeah, I'm excited too. But it's been so long that I feel like I don't know how to talk. So I'm just like, wait, how do I introduce myself? And how do we both introduce ourselves? So.
And it's been a minute since you and I have also spoken properly. Like on video calls and things like that. So it's going to...
Exactly.
Take time for us to get back into the groove of... talking things and
so when we personally talk, it's mostly just updating each other about our lives, personal lives, and analyzing those personal events. It's like, why do you feel this way? How do you feel this way? Are you okay?
Why are you doing this? Are you sure this is how you feel?
Yeah,
is this how you're supposed to?
yeah, bro. So, but like, we've never aimlessly spoken about random stuff.
Which, what are you talking about? We spoke aimlessly for 8 hours.
Aha, no, like lately we haven't been doing that, right? Like we haven't been, you know, it's even though we spoke for 8 hours or like 5 hours, it's always been about like personal stuff, but not just like
catching up.
Yeah. Not just like stoner conversations. Stoner conversations, but like sober. So my dad, so he listened to the podcast, right? So we were listening to it on our, but what happened to my car? What? Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. We were listening to the podcast on the TV and on Spotify on the TV. He was just staring at the TV quietly with his hands like this. You guys can't see it. And he's like, good. I'm proud of you. But... the audio is not nice.
There's always a button.
Yeah. The mixing and the balancing of the voices and all that. So this is going to be that. Plus he's like, but you also mentioned stone. What does that mean?
Abhishto.
You're my daughter, Abhishto.
Okay, we went on a tangent. Yeah, come back. What have we been up to for the last, what, 9 months now? 9, 10 months?
Hmm. Aray, you go first.
Actually,
dude, it's been 10 months. You go. What have you been up to?
Okay. And that's why I asked the question. Okay. What have I been... What have I been up to?
Wait, actually, I think we should start with, like, us. Like, what happened to the podcast? And then we'll talk about, like, what's been going on in our personal lives. Is that cool?
Hi, yeah. Done. Okay. What happened to the podcast right now?
Dissertation. Graduation. And uni and college. And that's what happened to the podcast.
And we kind of... just lost our way and we didn't know how to come back to the podcasting.
Yeah.
We did record a podcast, by the way. We did record. Exactly. So the Eminem song that we posted with our pictures wasn't a hoax or anything. We did record it that time, but we just didn't release the episode because we were in way different mindsets than we are in right now.
Yeah.
And we kind of felt like it didn't fit if we released that after, 2 months? So we just...
Exactly.
So that episode will never see the light of day, I guess.
Yeah. And honestly, that started, like, it started with us kind of, like, just, like, not posting it or, like, procrastinating it. Or we were caught up with other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, it felt very irrelevant to where we were at that point. But yeah, like, I feel like the first half of the year was just a little topsy-turvy, especially with everything happened with the second wave, and it's just, it was crazy. So I think now Yashna and I are kind of like in very different mind spaces, and I'm happy that we're here where we are right now.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that like we came back, and it doesn't matter how long it took, but we're back. So yeah. Ha, now.
Okay. So that happened with the podcast.
Go ahead.
And about our personal lives, I think it's pretty much similar to what happened with the podcast as well. Like, our personal lives were overpowered by dissertation, exams, the stress of internships, workshops, everything that we did. We just had a lot to do and take care of. Even though it doesn't seem like a lot on a grand scheme of things, like, when we were going through it day by day, it just was so overwhelming and so, what's the word, like, scary to even go through that. And we were dealing with a lot of things in our personal lives as well. So balancing that and bringing that into the mix with balancing our college stress, our exam stress, and, you know, the fear of whether or not we'll get a job afterwards. What are we going to do after masters? And now that we've been living that, what are we going to do after our master's part of our life?
Yeah.
We know that there is some hope.
Oh my God, yeah.
So we're not going to be unemployed post-grads like we always joke about. We're just going to be employed or...
Dude, remember we came up with the word something post-grads?
Yeah, what was the word?
Doing things post-grads.
Yeah. So the new term that we're going to describe ourselves with is we're doing something post-grads.
We could also call ourselves occupied post-grads.
Occupied?
Because technically we're occupied. Like, I mean, if I got to put a face mask. If I got to put a face mask on in the night, I'm occupied doing that. So, like, you
occupied.
Get what I mean.
We are occupied.
Anyway.
Yeah. Occupied post-grads. I like that term. Okay. So basically, it was just overpowered with a lot of things. And right now, as to what I'm doing, would be that I'm volunteering as a grief counselor for people who've lost their loved ones due to COVID. And that's been my role for the last, 3 months now? 3-4 months now? And pretty much as soon as I finished graduating, I started working as a volunteer here, and I think I'm going to continue doing that at least for the end, until the end of the year, and then we'll see what happens next year when the time comes. I'm excited because I'm getting to talk to a lot of people every day, and I'm getting to know new perspectives, and the whole shenanigan of being a psychologist and just having your ears open enough to gain new insights every day has been very, very fascinating. And it teaches you a lot. It humbles you a lot and it teaches you a lot. So that's what I've been up to. Even now, I'm still struggling with finding a routine for myself, and I'm pretty sure that Kalpana will also bring that into when she talks about her what she's been up to. But still working on a routine as of now. But I have been working out. I gained a lot of lockdown weight last year, so it's been about 6 to 7 months that I've been working out on a regular basis. And still working on my body, still working on finding a routine, still working on finding a lot of things in life, actually. And but I'm in a much, 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 much better headspace than I was when we recorded the podcast that we recorded that will never see the light of day. But I think I'm in a much better space right now, and I'm much happier. I'm much content with where life has taken me after my graduation, basically. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Quite zen. What would you call it now? Dude, where are you at?
I resonate to the last two sentences that you said, that this feeling of being content after graduating and this feeling of being zen. I think like the year, I mean, all this while that we didn't record, I think it's, again, going back to why I'm happy that we didn't, because it was just so much for us to kind of take on. There was so much already. And I think, like, for me, my personal life kind of really took a big hit, be it with issues that I was dealing with myself, with other people in my life, with with dealing with the pandemic and dealing with the dissertation. Damn, bro. Like, I feel like no one, I mean, a lot of people, like from people in our field and especially in academia, we kind of see how draining of a process research can be. It can also be very liberating and very stimulating. It can also be Absolutely. Very draining.
And especially with the deadlines that we were given. It's not even about the process of doing it one by one. It's more about the deadlines that we have. We were given a very, very limited period of time to work on a lot of things. So maybe that was a major reason of why it took a toll on us.
Yeah. And another reason, like, I'm just thinking about it as I'm talking about it. I think like research as such, it's like a slow gratification.
Exactly.
It isn't something that you can immediately get. Like, you know, like for example, a therapy session. Yes, the work with a client takes a lot of time, but progress in a session, whether or not a person feels better or not, everything is some kind of progress. But or some kind of change, not progress, change. You see that happening then and there. But like, I feel like with research, it's you constantly having to put yourself down to write, to get the words to put it down, to read all of the papers, to analyze all the data statistically. Yeah. It can get really overwhelming because it's such a slow process. And but it's that kind of thing that gives you the end goal gratification, like a true growth kind of gratification. But maybe my comparison with therapy is a little different. Maybe that doesn't make sense. You guys can just ignore that. But if it doesn't, that's another reason why it was just so hard, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was something that I finished. Both of us finished. I am so proud of us. And I got so stressed towards the end. And Yashna was so, so kind enough to help me out with my work. and so she really, really helped me. And I never forget that. Like, I know, like, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's an assignment, but it's an assignment. It was a huge deal. So she helped me. She was there with me through finals. She finished her finals before me, like way before me, I think, right?
Yeah.
And so
at least 20 days prior.
Yeah. So I was like, I was just lonely as hell dealing with that. And then she was there with me. And it was so supportive. And my sister was also there. But like emotionally, bro, I think like I was just on edge all the time during that. Damn, bro. But we're done.
We're done.
Yeah. Whether or not we choose to study in the further future, that's there. But like, for a major chunk now, for now, I've spent the past like 20 years of my life studying in school. And it feels very weird to be coming out of that. So ever since then, nothing. I've been like looking out for jobs and all that. And I also started going to therapy, which really helped throughout the entire process. And by the time I finished the finals, I got a job at Heartfulness Institute and I'm on probation right now. I work as a program coordinator, but most of my work involves research. Yeah. And again, I said all research about it being a slow process, but here it's a very held environment where all of us work as a team. I mean, is a team. So it's not me alone carrying the whole thing forward. So that's been very fun. It's mostly like most of our stuff is pre-post intervention stuff. So we're looking at the effectiveness of our program. So that is something I'm very excited about. I think I've mentioned this before in our podcast that Heartfulness is like Yashna mentions it as an epicenter of my existence. And I agree. Like it's something that it's at my core. And to be working for such a beautiful organization with such reach for all kinds of people from all kinds of classes and walks of life, it really feels very rewarding and I'm happy to be here. But lately, other than that, I think, two things I have to mention. One is that my sister moved out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she moved out for college. And again, if you guys know, I mean, you probably know, but my sister has become my best friend. Like over the past couple of months, she's grown very, very, very close to me. And Every day, like, I told Yasha this so many times. Every day before she moved, like, the week before she moved, I would just keep crying, like, trickling tears, you know? Like, how a cat pees around the house, like, you know, that, like. So.
What a random thing to say.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, bro. So that's one. And
oh, yeah. Hmm. Both of us are cat people.
Yeah, yeah. What? You're a cat? Like, you're definitely a cat person? Like, I knew you liked cats, but I didn't know you were, like, a cat person.
I am.
Dude, you're a cat. I am such I love you even more, but yeah, that, and then I'm moving on site to the Heartfulness headquarters for work. Yeah. And I'm really excited.
What is she talking about? I'm like, yeah. Oh,
no. Yashna till date is the only one that's been raving about this move. Yeah, and I'm so excited for that.
You get to live that independent life. Somebody
And I'm going to be working on site too, so that'll be fun, because working from home, listen, is not my jam, okay? It's not my jam. So anyway, that's that. So that is about the moving front. And the last thing I want to mention is that ever since January, but even before January, like, I've been really getting into songwriting and making music and all of that, like, a lot. So yeah, dude, we mentioned all of this in the previous podcast episode, but yeah. So now I feel like everything has fallen beautifully into place, and I started songwriting so like with ease. And and okay, see, I know, like, the first half of the year was, like, shitty and, like, it was crappy, but I got a lot of songs out of that era, so I'm happy. So yeah, I think yeah, that, and then I'm now, like, that I make some money on my own now, it finally gives me some space to focus on music for the next couple of years, because I've been doing academics, I've been studying and all that for the past 5 years, and I haven't done anything for my music, and I think I want to show up for that part of me, and hold all of this equally. And soon I also just want to start freelancing as a therapist. I do want to get into that. I don't want to miss out on that part of being a psychologist, but, and I'm here today, and like Yashna said, like, it's just such a calmer, zen space I think both of us are in right now, and I'm so happy for the both of us.
Yeah,
random fact, I feel like things are going back to normal corona-wise. Like, I feel like even if, like, you know, people are saying that the third wave isn't even going to be as bad as the second one.
Yeah.
And that is very relieving for some reason. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay, fine. The worst is behind us. But, I mean, it's not like we know, but it's fine. For now, like, it seems like the worst is behind us. But, yeah. Random thought that I had just now.
Oh, I went for my first house party
this year.
Oh, fun. I'm 23 years old. Oh, by the way, both of us are 23 this year.
I forgot that. Yo, yeah, we both turned 23. Yo, I feel old, man.
I don't feel old.
The past couple of weeks also, like, just preparing for the move, I think by the time we release this episode, I would have been shifted already. That's all. Yeah, I've been really enjoying the past couple of weeks, just embracing the city and having fun in the city, having fun with friends and loved ones. And it's just been so rewarding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On another random note, in another 57 years, we would have lived our 8-year-old podcast.
What? 80. Oh, I heard 8-year. I was like, wait, what? You know that meme with Julia Roberts and then the equation?
Oh, yeah. 80.
Dude, of course, 57 years. Hey, that's not a lot.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
I mean, with this life expectancy, we'll make it in no time. Just kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. We literally spoke about everything that we had to.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing that we have left is talk about how we're going to take things further with our podcast.
Huh, that's okay.
What do you want to do with the podcast, Kalpana, after this?
Okay, wait, so today, our podcast episode today, I don't think is going to be that long. I mean, like, good for you guys, bad for us. We're not used to this.
Yeah, we usually have to cut down on things.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to keep most of it today because we don't have enough content.
Yeah, and normally it's like 50 minutes and today is just like half an hour, so Yay.
Normally we record for at least 1.5 hours. We cut it down to 50 minutes.
Today
we're probably going to record for 45 and then cut down to 30 or 20, how much.
Dude, we always think this now, but then we end up recording for 2 hours. But I hope that doesn't go there. Dude, how much will we talk about?
I hope that doesn't go there.
Okay, listen. So, let's talk about what we are going to be doing in the future with the podcast. What's going to be happening with the podcast? Sorry, I just got a call from my parents. Go ahead.
Simply put, I think we should just... I think all our 5 listeners should start expecting more content from us. So that'll be at least 2 episodes per month is what we're aiming at for now. So every 10th and 20th, I think we should... I don't want to commit, but I kind of want to commit so that we will stick to the schedule.
It's like, I'm telling you, but I'm also not telling you, okay? I'm telling you, but like I'm keeping it a question mark, okay? In the end.
I'm telling you, but 20th?
But also full stop. But no, yeah, that's what we're thinking. But we also want to keep, the kind of episodes we used to release, those were some things that were very relevant to where we were back at that time. You know, talking about things like productivity, talking about body image, like doing even the book reviews, right? It made sense for us to do them then.
And we were just figuring out how to podcast in the start. So we didn't know how flexible we can be or how structured we should be. And we chose the structured route because that's what felt more comforting to us at that particular time. So it's okay. There are no regrets of how structured we were back then.
Yeah. And now, at the same time, we want to do something a little more... I would say, for the lack of a better word, random.
Yeah.
And we were already very open with our conversations then. But I feel like now we always come up with themes on our own, like when we are even talking about something, right? And I think we just want to explore and see where that takes us, like without having to think about a theme beforehand and just having an open conversation.
So I am expecting us to release at least 2 episodes per month, starting from October. So
yeah.
Long story short, we have shown a lot of growth.
Definitely.
From where we were to where we are right now. And I think that holds true for everyone in this world right now. And especially because we've all gone through the same thing with the whole pandemic.
Exactly.
And I hope that things continue to go as normal as possible. And I hope that everyone's getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
I hope that everyone's, doing their bit about wearing their mask and being socially aware of where they're going, what they're doing. And if you aren't feeling well, make sure to, self-quarantine yourself, make yourself feel better, and then only step out. Be socially responsible, I guess, in simple words.
Yeah.
And since we've all gone through the same thing, I feel like there have been so many similarities, and everyone has almost gone through this journey of self-reflection and self-discovery of what they're passionate about. A lot of people have shifted jobs because they didn't like it anymore. A lot of people have retired because they want to, live their life with their family and die happily. And a lot of people have started working. A lot of people have found a lot of interests, even things that they can do at home. A lot of people have gotten into cooking. A lot of people have gotten into a lot of various forms of art.
Yeah.
And everything, when you look around, it's so inspiring on how people have gone through this journey. Actually, have all gone through this journey by force. Like, no one chose this, but eventually something good came out of it. And that's very, very inspiring and very motivating to see how, no matter what the odds are, you can still try making something out of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And also in our personal lives as well. The people we were before the lockdown and the people we are now after lockdown, and hopefully when things are going back to normal. Things have already started seeming normal. At least people are stepping out, people are doing things. Even I have gone out and things to that. But so when things have started seeming normal, so the before and after math of the pandemic, there's a worldwide of difference of who we were and who we are now.
Exactly.
And there's just so much growth that has come out of this. And I'm just much more inspired and much more motivated to see what's next.
So I completely agree with that. I'm not going to say any more to that, but because I feel like just how Yashna encapsulated it is everything I wanted to say too. With that, I think we can wrap up for today, right? Yeah. I just want to say much love to everyone.
What?
All right, go ahead. Now it's your turn to say it, but I just said much love to everyone.
Much love to everyone. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think, and since we don't have like an intro, I kind of just wanted to say that thank you all for tuning in. I hope you made it this far, and I hope you remember who we are. And all I can say is that we do have more episodes lined up, and we are going to come up with more content. And I hope that we keep entertaining you, we keep hearing back from you. Our email is still there if you want to contact us. Our Instagram DMs are still there if you want to contact us. Let us know what you think about the episode.
Yeah.
I hope we get to a proper schedule and a proper routine when it comes to the podcast as well. So, which I'm pretty sure that it's headed towards.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that as well. And so thank you all for listening in.
Yay.
What do you want to say?
Bye, everyone.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. I think like I just want to say bye.
Wait. Before that, please do follow us on Spotify, Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to be starting a YouTube channel soon as well. So when we do, we'll let you know about that. And and please like us and add us to your Spotify playlists so that we'll get more listeners.
First thing I thought of was like us as in favor us, or just like, you know, like us as in like literally like us. Please like us. Please like us.
I mean, I'm shamelessly going to ask us to.
No. I meant like as in like, not like Spotify likes or like YouTube likes. Like I meant genuinely like us. Yeah.
Yeah. That too. Yeah. I hope so.
I hope you like us.
I hope you genuinely like us.
Yeah.
So please do let us know what your feedbacks are. Yeah. And please do like, follow, and eventually subscribe on YouTube. We will let you know. And I guess that's about it. I hope you all have been good. I hope you do have a great day today. And I hope you have an amazing week. Until next time, adios, amigos. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.